Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sins.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to you, and in the sin by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident. One thing I have asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, ever, and be forever. Amen.
Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son is but away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. God, Heavenly Father, who has prepared for them that love you such good things as pass man's understanding, pour into our hearts such love towards you that we, loving you above all things, would obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. Holy Prophet Jeremiah, I will make you cross over with your enemies into a land which you do not know, for a fire is kindled in my anger which shall burn upon you. O Lord, you know and remember and visit me and take vengeance for me on my persecutors. In your enduring patience, do not take me away. For you know that for your sake I have suffered rebuke, and your words were found, and I ate them. And your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Lord of hosts. I did not sit in the assembly of mockers, nor did I rejoice. I sat alone because of your hand, for you have filled me with indignation. Why is my pain perpetual and my wound incurable, which refuses to be healed? You will surely be to me like an unreliable stream and as waters that fail. This is the word of the Lord. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies.
Give me not to the will of my adversaries,
for false witnesses have risen against me, and they do not my heartless. Holy Apostle St. Peter, finally, all of you are to be of one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray.
O Lord God, Heavenly Father, cause your church to arise and shine. Let her ministers be clothed with righteousness and salvation, that your word would have free course to be glorified in the world. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever.
About Jesus to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. And he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. He sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. They came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. So also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will catch men." So when they had brought their boats to the land, they forsook all and followed him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, without whose aid and blessing all our labors are in vain, we beseech you, regard your goodness and our need, and bless us, that in your name and with firm trust in you, we would patiently and cheerfully labor in our calling. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church.
I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Church shall never perish. Her dear Lord to defend, to guide, sustain, and cherish is with her to the end. Though there be those that hate her, false sons within her pale, yet against both foe and traitor she ever shall prevail. The church shall never perish from the earth. It may have something to do with the words of our Lord when he first preaches his public sermon in Matthew, that one jot or tittle from the law shall not be destroyed or fallen until all things have been accomplished. It may have something to do with the church shall never perish. Not to say that the church is the law, but that the church will be sustained. The greatest gift, the most prized possession of Adam, is the church. You probably, many of you have heard me say that the book of Genesis is not the book of the beginning of our existence, but rather the story and the inauguration of the Holy Church. It is Adam who has been vocated with that responsibility, but he discards it. Doesn't think it is highly prized at all, but rather thinks that he is in and of himself. To Noah has been given this great possession, yet there are only 8 souls in the entire global population. But he cherishes her and takes care of her. The patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, have been given this prized possession. And Moses, who brings out the church from false sons and those who hate her. And of course, the judges and the prophets of the Old Testament, all stories regaling and retelling of how the church will prevail. The calling of the 12 in the New Testament by our Lord, these are now the foundational pillars of the New Testament church. These are now the new curators, if you will, newly constituted, if you will, newly created. It's much like the new commandment that Jesus gives to these pillars of the church in the upper room, to love one another. It is not new insofar as it is innovative. It is new because it is now defined in the blood of the Lamb. Such is also the New Testament church. Once it was discarded by Adam, and now it is sought out by the second Adam, Jesus. Once it was saved from the deep by Noah, and now it is defined by the deep, the great draft of fishes. It was once marked by circumcision and now marked by baptism, once fed by Passover lamb and now fed by the Son of God, the eternal Passover lamb, Jesus. I always wonder if Peter doubted Jesus' words. He does obey them, so why does he confess his sin? Obviously, he doesn't believe it. Peter has been doing this, let's just say for the sake of argument, all his life, as well as James and John and other companions. I mean, he's got a thriving business. He's a successful businessman, a great entrepreneur who loves capitalism. And now here comes someone whose father was a carpenter telling him how to fish in the wrong place of the lake at the wrong time of day. Nobody catches great numbers of fish at the bottom of the lake. And yet it happens. I think Peter's sin is that he rejects, disregards what church is. Like Adam and the people for whom the judges were sent. And the patriarchs against whom they fought. For Peter, church means to separate Jew and Gentile. They have their place, we have ours. We are, after all, remember Jesus, the chosen people. Not anymore. Their church is brought into many boats, not just one. Did you know, by the way, nautical terms are used here in church? Nave, pews. Yeah, that's right. No army. Pulpit. It's nautical terms. And so he confesses his sin. Peter's not stupid. He's just like you and I. He wants what he wants. but he cannot have it any longer. And so he confesses his sin. Away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man. But the Lord will not have none of this. You are a pillar of the church. Later on, the rock. Fascinating. Fascinating. God needs him. Can't have church without this guy. Can't have it. And so absolves Peter, as he does you and I. Do not be afraid. Not to say that I'm not going to hit you over the head with something later. No. Your sin is taken away. The words, do not be afraid, are words of absolution. You think this is something? From now on, you're going to catch men living. Because the church shall never perish. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Our tithes and offerings for the furtherance of your kingdom in accordance with your holy will through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble and hearty thanks for all your gifts to us and to all mankind, but especially for your love in the redemption of the world by our Lord and Savior Jesus. We offer to you our supplications for the well-being of your church throughout the world, that she would be guided and governed by your Holy Spirit. Send down upon all pastors of the gospel and the congregations committed to their care the Spirit of your grace. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. We beseech you with your favor to behold and help all who are in authority over us. Replenish them with your grace, that they would always be inclined to do your will, and walk according to your commandments. Lord, in your mercy. May it please you to preserve all that travel, to help all in peril, to satisfy the needs of all your creatures, to direct and defend our armed forces. Lord, in your mercy, we commend to your fatherly goodness all those who are afflicted in any way, especially Hubert, Bert, Johnny, Lily, Sharon, Randy, Brenda, and Emily. Comfort and relieve them according to your holy will. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you have revealed to the world through your servant, the prophet Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. Heavenly Father, therefore, protect and establish the unborn. Turn the hearts of those who propose the killing of these children to mercy. Guide them through your gospel. Forgive their repentant hearts. Keep us mindful that all life comes from your hand and is sacred. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy and obedient to your will through Jesus Christ our Lord. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing. Holy, holy, holy Lord God, Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks,
He broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me."
Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Take and eat the body of Jesus, give all to us for you.
Take a drink of the blood of Jesus, shed for you for forgiveness of all your sins.
Strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Father, peace, you are free. Amen.
Thank you. Welcome to the table of the Lord.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given over to death for you.
Amen.
Take and eat the body of Jesus, given for you.
Drink the true blood of Christ.
Shed true blood of Christ.
Drink the true blood of Christ. Shed for you.
Take and drink the true blood of Christ.
Drink the true blood of Christ.
Shed for you. Take and drink the true blood of Christ.
Shed for you.
Shed for you.
Amen.
Take and drink the true blood of Christ. Shed for you.
Jesus' body and blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. You are free.
Amen.
Thank you.
body and blood strengthen and preserve us in the true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace, you are free.
Thyself to be born of a virgin. When thou hadst overcome the sharpness of death, thou didst open the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Thou sittest at the right hand of God in the glory of the Father. We believe thou shalt come to be our judge. We therefore bravely tell thy servant, whom thou hast redeemed with thy precious blood. Make them to be numbered with thy saints in glory everlasting. Govern them and lift them up forever. Day by day we magnify thee, and we worship thy name, ever with without end. Vouchsafe, O Lord, to keep us this day without sin. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. O Lord, let thy mercy be upon us, as our trust is in thee. O Lord, in thee have I trusted. Let me never be confounded.
Let us pray.
Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, you have been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same. In faith to you and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And
bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with his countenance and give you